Shur Yud Beis in Mishnayos Mikvahos by the Rosh Yeshiva Chav Beis Shvat Hei Tov Shem Mem Hei, February 14th, 1985, on Thursday. Continued.
According to the Rosh, so Pia and Dio have referenced the case where he does it on the Gak. So without picking it up on the God is okay. With picking it up, it's not okay. So the Mishnah Chayne assumes that according to the Rosh, so Tzvi and Dil have reference to the case where he inverts them on the God, not above the bear. Now, but that's not necessarily so. You see that they call the Lior Rabbi. You should look into the Lior Rabbi very brief. That they call the Mishnah. The Lior Rabbi looking Yochin Beyak. But it's mashma, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we also, even directly, even the bear. Let's say, suppose the Kakanim would send up Manushay border, you know, of the roof, and he just inverts it like this, and it drops, and it spills directly into the bear. So it's also okay. Even though the God doesn't say it existed. That's true according to the Rash, because according to the Rash it's on the basis of Amshoch, so it cannot be directly the Bear. But according to the Rosh, it's not on the basis of Amshoch. So maybe it can be directly the Bear too. She is kosher. After you put the canon, she can be a kosher. She may a canon, she may. She may be a kosher. לצורך לשאול ואשים יגדיו קצת יעשו שובים באנגוס a controversy because inversion is also a קצת אנגוי and Rabbi Yeshua holds no inverting is not a real אנגוי but if he picks it up so then it's ludicat so that's the question according to the Rosh Pshat So, does the Rosh have reference? Now the Rosh says, Kriya means without Agway. And Iru means with Agway. Does the Rosh have reference to the case where he does it in Atzad, but directly into the day? So then it's Osea, even without Agway. Or the Rosh has reference even to the case where he does it directly into the day. And perhaps, if you don't do it directly to the veil, but in a tzad, then it's mutter in al diru, even by taking it up. So that's totally the machlekes between Chachmei Venetia and Chachmei Itali. A very basic machlekes. Nefesh Chayot mentions the whole truth. Thank you. Why? In the Kuntres Guras Aliyas, there are two Kuntres Guras Aliyas. One is by the Tzemachelik Stalin, you know, the Guras Aliyas, the whole Sefer. And the other Guras Aliyas is a small Kuntres, employed by a friend of Rosalie. This is the Kuntres Guras Aliyas, Sifters. The Nefesh Chaya by the Pangozovats, Kalashavot. So there he mentions a tshuva from Pinas Rori. He is one of the. So Pinas Rori mentions a tshuva of the Maram Muhammad. So the Hindi, Shemishnas Hea Lofim, Shas Ritzira, 5,360. The Bria Sayyidah. It's almost 400 years ago. There was a machleiches developed between Chachme Venezia and Chachme Italy. Not today, I mean, for many, many years in the past, so Venice was part of Italy. But in those years, 400 years ago, so Venezia, Venice was a separate state, and Italy was a separate state. So, you know, the always said a problem, how to construct in Christ. It's not so possible. So then, the Chachmei Venezia thought of a device, how to fill up in other words. What is the problem with filling up in the cave? Because the easiest way is to pour water from the cave, so then it becomes short. So they had a cave with many tiny covers, holes, a cave with many tiny covers. Now, the logic is that in order to pass a mikveh, they are shown the clean. So it has to have a Halei Shem clay kibble. But suppose it has a substantial neket, you hold. If the neket is as large as Shveras HaNa'im, so then, under all circumstances, it does not have a Halei Shem clay kibble. And even if you drew water in that kibble that has a neket for Shveras HaNa'im, it doesn't pass. Because it's not a kele, if there is a nekev shasa. Furthermore, even if the nekev does not consist of one big nekev, the shasa name, but it consists of 20 or 30 or 50 tiny nekev, the sum total of which nekev adds up to the shasa name. So it's also not, it does not have a halation kele. And it doesn't pass. Now, to make one big nekev, that wouldn't be very intelligent. Because all the water immediately run out, you know. But to make, you know, tiny little infinitesimal nekev, the total of which will add up to Shveras HaNa'im, so that will be practical. Because if you have tiny columns, the water will not run out. And Al-Bedin, since in totality, in total, there is Kishveras HaNa'im, so Mele does not have the halation with you. And Mele, the water that was contained in that kele is natural. So this is what Chachmei Venezia thought. In other words, they will take a kele with 50 tiny kobe in total Shveras HaNa'im. They will fill it up with what it doesn't become shor because. But then how will it get to the mikveh? So a human being, a person, will have to pour it into the mikveh. So then it will become shor about the new mikveh. So my will come to Anto. So Chachmei Venezia said, no. When do we say that Hamshacha Bikulei is possible? That is, if he became Shaul through new Bikulei. So it already became Shaul. And through Hamshacha, you want to Matkia the Psul of Shaul. So then we pass him, you can only Matkia the Psul Shaul through Hamshacha. In the Hamshacha is the Yute and the Teso. Not in the Hamshacha is an Hofso. Only the Teso. But in this case, it didn't become Shaul because of the number, the numerous Nikovi, which in total is Ishkazane. So it didn't become Shaul. But then you have the problem of Nurdikate. So when is Nurdikate the Chachmi? Venezia said, if you pour directly into the veil, then it's Nurdikate. But the veil is here, and suppose you pour it near the veil, on the border, near the veil, and then it fills here, and then it falls into the veil. So then, so you don't have to have recourse to Hamshacha. When do we have to have recourse to Hamshacha if it became Shaul to new decree? And Hamshacha has to be Matkia the Shem Shaul. Because what's that, what's the pshat, the rationale of Hamshacha? So when it became Shaul to new decree, the answer is, if you spill it, and the kark, let's say, Dimut Vochen away from the mikveh, then it becomes bottle to the kark. It becomes bottle to the kark, and then when it runs in the mikveh, it in effect runs in the mikveh from the kark. So that's why Hamshacha is effective, to be Matkia the Tzu of Shaul. So, in such a case, we can only do it in Yute, not the Kule, not the Kube, no. Mashenke, in this case, where it didn't become Shaul, and the problem is with Shaul from Miladikate. So, when does it become Miladikate? If you pour directly into the thing. But if you pour it here, and then it runs by itself, it glides into the veil. So it's not going to be cut. So it can be done in Kule, it doesn't have to be done in the foreign way, you see, and it doesn't have to be wrong on the Kalke. Because all these requirements apply only to the case where Shaul it became, and you have to be Matkia the Tzor. This is what the Chachmim means. So the Kasher is going to be done. And they said that not only in respect to show decree do we have to resort to the din of Hamshacha in order that it should be possible. Even show of Miladikate, so it doesn't make any difference whether you are Miladikate directly into the veil or you pour it away from the veil, and then it lies down. In either situation, it is shown from the Miladikate. But, if you do it, three tefachim away, you're not going to be kalkel. And the new days are there, the psul of Shaul is pakad. So otherwise, that's the machlokes between the Chachmei Venetia. When you see, when you look it up in Sif Tes, in the Kumpel Gula Sabir. But there's the matter between the Chachmei Venetia and Chachmei Gai. Now, in regard to Yishai, what's the Pshat in the Rosh? When the Rosh says that Tfiyah means without Avoy, and Yiru means Alvei Avoy, the Mishnah Achrimah says that both Kviyeh and Diru have referenced the case where he's called the Nasa. But I went to the Bay Area. It's not good. It's not good. And we see that the Yohabu, the whole pocket of connection is here after. And presumably, it is referenced to Kriyasaka kind of also, even directly at Bodhi Bayer. It's okay. It's okay. So, the Mishnah says that it comes to the Rosh. So Kriya is good, and Yehuda, the Akboya, is no good, only Natsat, but directly at Bodhi Bayer, so even without Hadboy is okay. So even without Hadboy, it's still possible. That's what the Mishnah Achreine said. But whether the Pshat in the Rosh is like Mishnah Achreine or not, is told in the Machlekes between Chachmah the next year and Chachmah in Italy. In Chachmi Venetie and Chachmi Tal, because according to Chachmi Venetie, so insofar as the Tzur show of new Mikatet is concerned, that is only Shayach when you pour it directly above the ground. And if you pour it Natsat, so then there is no nudikate. You don't have to resort to the quasp to a show of the Amshoch. So in Mele we can say according to Hamunetzi that the Pshat in the Rosh is, when the Rosh says that Yeshua is only matter of the Tfir without a Tfir, but not of the Agoye, that means only in the case where you do it directly above the Bayer. So then, if it's al the Agboye, so it's Nudikate. If it's al the Tfiye, it's not Nudikate. But if you do it in a Tzad, so then there's no Nudikate even if you are not doing it, according to Chachmei Italia. So on the contrary, according to Chachmei Italia, so we could say that when Rabbi Yehoshua is matir without a boy, so he's only matir of Natsat. But directly above the Bayer, even without a boy, so he's throwing the machlekes between Chachmei Italia and Chachmei Natsat. Now, what the Maharam Ibn Khobi mentions that Machlekes. And then he mentions, what we have to go now. We have to go over the Rashi, sorry. So let's now for a moment go over the Rashi. And Mishneh. Now Mishneh. Just wait for a few minutes. Because I want to go over Mishnah Ches and Tes. Hasayot Sheshokach Otis Bibeya. Mismale Mahi. Imoya Mahim Sofno Gabov Kol Shein Yishove. Vimva Lo Yishove. Dino Rav Leza. Rav Shua Imea Vinkach Vinkach Yishove. Now let's see the Rambam's Noi in Mishnah Ches. Alright. Hasayot. Una sort of a bear to see, Kishi Yazik Memo, Vidarki Lodi Yasir Lidir Noti, Veisi Bear Hoi Vimayim Shem, Vimishka Oti Tzuzi Hamayim Vimismale, Vimhoi Amayim Sotno Agam of Koshu Yishore, but then there is chibur in the mind of the bear. Shall Mishav Amai, the whole show, Eidu Rabi, Avon Hoyo Malo Lachi Tiyode, Hoyo Nifsoki, the Nasi Tushi, Vim Laaf, your mind of Mot Abo, Lo Yishav, ורישיינה אין השולים האלה. ואם הוא יועץ שולים, כאילו דמיים די איז אישות. ורבי שואים מהביקח ומתח אישות. יוכל המשך, סגר, דרב ונרש. זה אקספרינס על הבסיס לא משוח. But we see בתחילה שמשתכס. Because Mishnah Zion, so Rabbi Shua says, Oy Yishavei, Oy Yichpet. Here, Rabbi Shua says, Bintach Mintach Yishavei, but Yichpenat. Yichpenat. Now why Yichpenat? So according to the Rash, who explains everything on the basis of Shaul degree, and how can it be shown the greed when he was the salary and coming on Nabagat, on Nathan Nagun? The answer is because when he breaks it, when he pours it, for Shvira, for Kriya, so then he's Machshavet, so Achshavim. So retroactively it becomes Midai. In other words, he rectifies the act of nature. Even though he didn't set out with uncanny to be working in order to be filled up with rainwater, but by breaking the uncanny culture of leather, by inverting the uncanny, according to her leather, or by being the other uncanny, according to her Yeshua, So then, he ratifies the act of nature, and it's considered retroactively. Show the clean midai. That's how the Rashi. How does the Rashi explain it? So in the case of Mishnah Zion, where it wasn't likely at all, when there was no intention of kibbutz. So then, Rabbi Shua holds that even if you are kefe, you're not machshav. But in the case of Mishnah Ches, where he left the otzit in the beer, in other words, so why did he leave the otzit in the beer? In other words, with plaster in it, in order to stretch it, he has it anymore. So in other words, so he knows very well that this otzit, it has a niskibu. And it could have occurred to his mind that this otzit might be filled up with water. So in other words, there is more of the subjective element. So then even when the Yeshua is made it, that only Shvira is not Machshavah, but Kriya is Machshavah. That's according to the Rashi. All right. But according to the Rosh, so Mishnah Zayin has nothing to do with being Machshavah. So why? So Mishnah Zion is simply on the basis that Kriya does not constitute Tfisas Yarolo, Kriya. So how is it that Rabbi Yeshua is made it in the case of Mishnah Ches? Why is Rabbi Yeshua made it that you cannot be Kefe in Mishnah Ches? Let's see Rosh. Mali, in a mind soft no gabi or cheeks, ריחושי במים שבשיח הישורים, כאילו של חובורם למקווה, וישה ברסורצית. אבו היא מגדיעה, ואירו מים למקווה, נעצה שובים. אם לא יוצאותים, נעצה שובים. ורבישו הסובה, אפילו אין המים צופים על גבו, ולכשי ושובים. וישובה, אבל לא יכפה. פירוש כנשמע בישוע של התיק שלו עם קנקנים. ואומר, אך הוא גם יכפה יחשב את זה. הרי זה, לבקנקנים ולכסף משנה זיין, so even fear is okay. And here only shvira is okay. Shvira is not okay. Die Hoshi Fisas in die Oder Mese, die Mech kann kann in den Nagwon. Die Hossam in der Fische verlieren, die kann durch Kadwon Neo. Die Oder Helle Oder Nagwon. So that can only make sense. If it's on the basis of Achshavim. So it seems that while the Rosh Yish design doesn't apply the concept of Achshavinu, but in Yishneches it does apply the concept of Achshavinu. In Yishne Zayin, where there was no subjective element altogether, because how could it have occurred to his mind that they can come in, they can come in, so you become filled up with work. After all, he did it just for the opposite, in order to dry them up. In other words, so rain was not friendly. And something happened, it started to rain. But it is something that he couldn't anticipate. So the subjective element of das is lacking completely. So Mele, he could not ratify the act of nature. Mashiach in this case, now, he put an otzit with plaster. So, and he didn't do a kamas l'nagor. So Mele, in this case, it could have occurred to his mind that maybe it will be filled up with work. But he didn't intend it. So in the case where he escaped it, then even Rabbi Yeshua is made it, that he does ratify, even according to Osh, you see. So in other words, while in Mishneh Zayin, the Osh doesn't operate with the concept of Achshavinu, so in Mishneh Ches, he does operate with the concept of Achshavinu. He does operate with the concept of Achshavinu. Right. Now, then, Mishneh Tes. Hamsadeh kankanim mizeh haveir nismau maik ahopim shebo haveir zmimo harei zeh yishoveh. The Rav, after this he brought Abayas Nemo, remind the day of Ayosh Kanim Arezi Yishover, that Rabbi Yeshua did not be spacer, and Shavar as Aron Kanim, and he said, Mikvo Yitzchilo. Now let's see the Rashi. Umin Asor is Adair Nisi, and Umin Asor is Adair Nisi, and Umin Asor is Adair Nisi, ופייל פריאחתו, למצרות נשיא, דעתו ולדיבר, נשיא לא עקיד, לא תמצא בעיר, ואיזה בעירו עם מים שאין, ושוח השומעות שיתו, ונשתק על שיח המים. In other words, the Rash applied it to the case where at the very outset, when he put the vessel, the orchids, in the bear, there was mine there. But it was floating on top of the water. But then it sank into the water. So it became filled up with water. Well, that means there was a circumstance and which he could anticipate that the vessel would become filled up with water. So there was more of the subjective element in the very outset. Smiling, boy, I mind talk about cover of coach from the shore. Shall we wish of our mind the whole shore in the lobby? How good may my lord keep the old offering in the sorting? The nursing to the ship. The love will be shore. The shade no in a section. The boy in a section, the king became mind to pay the shore. Till a more to the Bishua before you will be shore. The Yochil Hampshire, to the parish. Sada kan kan bel ni smal aho ki si po ati res mimo ni main ni bel yo si kan kan hari di ni shole kan di shua to ma ni di space ni shada san kan ni si ni ka fil Then, the swimmer can't catch his shovel. The basin of the shovel is sure of the attain. Would you bat shovel yarn? The hen will over be seen. You will be over the arm of social evening with the post. Put him a carcass caution. Let your raven mock him mocking. The hen will be the rest mock him mocking. The silver. Die Ideen der Aglein, die Brugin, die Mikve Koscher, die Lehei, die Los und die Mikve Koscher, Nau, der Rashi in Vorlese, Peusch, die Schöne, die Loja, Ach, die Ate, Hanni, ich bet, und was ist Rebbe, ich sehe, da und mit Rebbe, ich schwa, und du warst schon die Jahre, schon die Ite, schon immer, שלא יגידו ביודוב ויער. מכה כאן חיינם שוחד, שניער יחוץ למקרה ומשוחד למקרה. Lidian Chai, a regiment. You see, if you're doing that, then you will be doing kosher. So when is it kosher? If it's in a car cave, because in this deceptor we have an apparent spirit. Because on one hand, Rabbeisi says, during the other of the Rabbi of Shreisha, we will meet the apostle. And then he says, like you're not even mocking, okay. And you can make the whole week, so it's still a male day. So how does the Rash reconcile the apparent spirit? Now the Beishe has referenced the case where he spilled the direct wind to the bear. So then it's all. The Seife has referenced the case where he spilled it in a tzad. Where he spilled it in a tzad. Where he spilled it in a tzad. So then it's kosher. Now, so according, now again, what does it mean when he spilled it in a tzad? So it's kosher because of Am Shochet. It's one way of putting it. You know, it's against the agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that I'm sure I'm fully effective. Or, not in the basis of Rabbi Yeshua, according to Chachmah the Netzir, because it was never shown quickly, there was a lot of water on the carpet. And then, as the legion, you know, when they galloped, you know, when they marched, so they splashed water into the legion. So first they splashed it in a tzad, you know, on the shore of the mikveh. Then it glided into the mikveh. Now, it was never shown clearly. They didn't draw the water when the calculator is prepared, and then the student with their feet. So we don't have the problem of showing feet. We only have the problem of showing how the new cutter, according to Chacham Venetia, the showing how the new cutter is only shyer if you pour it with your hands directly into the when you pour it in a tzar, and then it rises into the bayer. Then it's not really cutter. You don't have to resort to tram shop. So according to Chacham Venetia, when the Rash says the Fabiesi, when he mentioned the Aloha, like you know, even walking in the water, so the seal for Tim Rugi, so he's kosher, Louis, all the Aboim saw you can make it into that way, so it can be true even without Amshok, and not only Alimus of Yeshua. But I'm sure I'm calling it a fact. According to Chacham Venetia, but according to Chacham Italia. So the psul of show from the new decatur applies into a case where you spill it in a tzat. In order to be machshir, you have to resort to Amshok. Namshok and Kuli is not effective. So then, what the Rash says is only true a little bit of Yeshua, but not a little mandoma, that Namshok and Kuli Birupe is ineffective. So the Bishyoset, in Simon Reshawe, Gimel on the base in the Shiota on top. So the third line, Avo Midivrei Rash Nireh Shein Mechalei Gimel on the base. Because you see, and this in connection with this apparent sphere and the sephira between the Reishe and the Seife, the Reishe says that Zion Yehu the Rabbi Shloisha Rubi is possible, and the Sefer says let Yono even mocking and mocking the Zion Yehu the Rabbi is kosher of the Leroid and the Sheisim for the Tchilo Ukar. So it's a spirit. So there are many Tirutz in Reishe. The Rosh in Yilchas Mikvoyes reconciles the parent spirit by saying that Nuri Katef is only Shire when a human being is in Maladi Katef. But suppose an animal does it, a monkey, who will fill up a monkey, then it's kosher. Only a human being. So in other words, the Reishe deals in the case where a human being does it. A human being does it. In other words, Zilei Biyodi Iberado. The same thing with Yon, Boeide Amokim Mokim, is reference to the case where a religion that writes. When we have it,
yeah, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, yeah. Okay, sorry. So, deals with the case where, the legion rides on horses, cavalry. So who is Mizali Biyodi from Rago? The horses. So it's newly cut by animals. So it's kosher. So this is what the Mishnah said. Avo Midivrei Rash Nireh Shein Mechalei Minodo Mebehim Shekosav וזיל פול בידיהם וברגליהם עם רוגים מינית וכושר עם הקרקע כבר ובמה ששונינו היוכים מקרקי פירוש דהן נמשוכה שמיער חוץ למקווה והם נמשוכים למקווה עד כאן ובזה הוריתניה ואוריית והפילוסו מקווה נתחילו לכושר כי מנדולה שובו שהמשכו כולו כשירו אסיה אבל מנו נחשר הרבים שחו בלסר הייזה סאו probably deduces from this Vesyosev that when Vesyosev says, I'm sorry, when the Rash says that when the Rash says that Legion were even mocking and mocking, so Vesyosev then Raleigh is kosher, so the Rash explains that I'm a Jesus of him a kosher, he says only a little bit of Yeshua, that Hamshocha Mikulei is effective, but according to a blazer that Hamshocha Mikulei is ineffective, then in the region, this precious water, diluting into the clay becomes possible, even though they stretch it first, are attacking, and then it glides into the clay. So, in other words, it's a riot to the shite of Chachmin Tal. It's a good riot, means it. However, but the Taz in Sifro Kres, in Simon Vishale, is really coming to us. And he says, that when the Rash says, Legion Leiver, look over, Sifokhes, the Tas, Sifokhes. Legion, when the Rash says, Legion Leiver, you mocking. So is kosher, the way she makes me from the Chilo is kosher. Even the whole soul is done that way. So it's according to everybody, not only a little bit of Yeshua, that I'm sure I'm becoming there. Because in this case, since it was never decreed, so if you do it organically, it doesn't become a decree. So what do we see from the Taz in the Sif of Ches? The Taz agrees with the wonders of Chachmin Venetia. So in other words, and this Machlekes, where the Machlekes between Chachmin Venetia, Chachmin Italia, so the Vesyosev apparently agrees with the Chachmin Venetia, I'm sorry, with the Chachmin Italia, and Taz agrees with the Chachmin Venetia. Now, that's in regard to the Rashi, But in connection with the Rosh Hashanah, whether the pshat in the Rosh is the way the Mishnah Chayim said, that when the Rosh distinguishes between spilling out the tefillah without picking it up, and spilling of the Agboye with picking it up. He has referenced the case where he spills it in a tzad and then it lies into the bear. But if he spills it directly into the bear, then even if he doesn't pick it up, so it's possible. That's like the Shiva of Chachmin Italia. But if we say like Shita of Chachmin Venetia, so then when the Rosh distinguishes between spilling it without a boy and spilling it for a boy, he is referring to the case where he pours it directly into the bed. So then, if he doesn't pick it up, it's still not good enough. But if he does pick it up, So it is newly come, provided he spills it directly above the veil. But if he spills it in the God, away from the veil, and it falls first on the God, and then it glides into the veil. Now, in connection with this theory, the apparent theory, between the ratio of the price in the sefte and the safe, the ratio of the price of the sefte saying that zilf b'yidem b'yodol v'adlov shleishim gugim v'nikve posk, and the safe is saying v'kyon v'eva m'mokim v'mokim v'zilf b'yidem v'agrei v'iskosha v'rei d'al sheishim mikva v'atchilo that way v'iskosha. So we have all the shaving as the kasha as to the parents. So far we saw two things. The Torah is given by the Rosh, and the Torah mentions it. The Torah is given by the Rosh that with Yonah Eivam Mokim Mokim, as reference in the case where the zeal, the splashing, was done by Raglei Behimo, so then there is no fear of Urikah. And then the targets given by the Rash that was young women. Who says? Oh yeah? Okay, so I'll give it for you. For me. Sorry. Mokay has referenced the case where the do it on Kavikah, but the other thing. Now, how does the Rambam mention the Torah? Thank you. Rambam says in Perek Hei Miyuches, in Chois, Haloche Ches, Kaios Oiver Mimotsum Mimotsum, Vechim Deimo, Oren Veres Mimotsum Mimotsum, Vizil Pug Yideen Vragleya, Shloi Shalui Mimit Vehari Zikosha. לא יועיד, אלא אפילו עושו מיקרה דתחילו, הרי זה קושר. So it is, Mishne says, and he said the same thing, in the Besios. צור חיים אב, יחוד אומה, זיר עם ביונוב וברגלו, שלא ישבלו לי מניק לפוסו, את אין דוף הלוך החס, נקד מישת. מפורש רבינו, דוי על מנתיזה, אלא שנות על ביונוב וברגלו, שלא ישבלו לי ויתילו מניק, ופי שהויום מפורש תהי, לא מוצרח לכתהי, דברי רדיס יוי. So he says the Rambam is mechalek between zilv and mitizim. The Reisha says zilv biyodov v'raglov gimulugin is posto. So the Reisha is reference the case where he takes a person, takes with his hands gimulugin and pours it to drink, or he fills up his foot, it's a little hard, you know, where you will begin, and he pours it. So that's merely coming. Mashiach came, if it's done all the teasing, through splashing, that's not merely coming. Why should it be different from zilf, when you fill up your hands with water, or when you splash it? Well, splashing is an indirect act, you know, and zilv is a direct act. That's the Rambam's explanation and the reconciliation of the ratio of the pricing of the Sefer and the safety of the pricing of the Sefer. Now, what's the shtel of the Raya? Now, in the Raya, you have different gesoys. That's the problem in the Raya. So one pesek will mention one shite of the Raya. Another pesek will mention another shite of the Raya. Because one had one version, one usach, and the other one had another version. I think that Kapach is right. It's not that one version is correct and the other is wrong. But when the Raya told him about Nefesh, he wrote more than one Madura. So let's say 1 year old Madura. Then let's say several years later, he revised the Madura. And he might have changed his mind in the explanation of certain Gemaras, certain descendants. So it's not that one is a Shiva Sahaya and one is not a Shiva Sahaya. It's a question which Madura the Raya said. Anyway, in the regular version of the Bala Nefesh, so the Raya has two issues in reconciling the Reisha and the Sefer. So, the first lashon he says is that the Reisha, when it says Zirin Biyonov Ugrano Gimuluni is also as reference to the case where an Adam was a human being, then it involves the soul of Muri Kato. when the Sefer says, "Rishon Eidim Mokim Mokim," Zilk Midim Ragleim is kosher. Loid Al Sheis Mito Matchila. So as the Rosh says, that means legion. The soldiers who ride on horses. So who's precious? The horse is precious, not a human being. So there is no soul of human kind. Then he has an halachah in this, in the regular version of this prana fish. And he says that, like the Rash, that we don't know even mocking, as reference the case where he does it on Kamikar. Where he does it on Kamikar. Where he does it on Kamikar. Now, Kapach's version, so he has only one version, and he says something else in here. In Kapach's version, he doesn't recognize the distinction between the zeal done by a human being and the zeal done by a Balchai. And he doesn't mention the rash explanation of Agamitar. But he says, that initially he said that his reference to the case where he doesn't become one. Zilin biyono hu l'ragwa, gimulug imposo, when he does it intentionally. And the same thing, with yono even mokal mokim, when the soldiers march, do they intend to drop water, to dump water into the mikveh? They just gallop, they march. And unintentionally, they splash water into the mikveh. But it's a way to go. So Shalim Kamone, he doesn't become true. So that's a bit chiddush. So that's a bit chiddush. In other words, that according to Kapach's version, the Raivet reconciles the apparent theory by saying that Yono Eva and Mokit and Mokit. Now it was your said. It's interesting. He mentions that full phase of the base in the name of the Baal Nefesh, that there is a different distinction between the Reisha and the Sefer is that whereas the Reisha has reference to his zeal done with Kavone, the Sefer has reference to his zeal done Shalom Kavone, like Kapha's version. I think the Taz mentions in the name of the Raivet, the distinction is because the Reisha has reference to zeal done by human being, and the Sefer has reference with Yom, where it's done by horses. So you see, I mean, there are different Maduras, and the Sefer said that one Madura, the Taz is another one.
Yud Gimel in Mishnayos Mikvos by the Rosh Yeshiva, Hey Ador Hey Toshim Mem Hey, February 26, 1985, on Tuesday.
Let's go over it.
with the Rabbi of Norsk. Mitzvah Tuesday, a very strong mind with it. It's not pure. There is a mixture of water and mud. And this. Rabbezaria Madun the Mayim the Madun the Hit. Rabbishua Imeya the Mayim of the Hit. He can immerse himself in the Mayim and the Hit together. Why? Because the Mitzvah sees that the Mayim is with Magdim. In other words, when you have a mixture of water and mud, so the water flows above the surface of the mud and it covers the body of the person. First, Rabbi Yeshua Ilea B'mayim Ovid. So, Rabbi Yeshua Nadara, Rabbi Yeshua Ilea B'mayim Ovid, Ki Shamayim Tzok Noga Batit, that you rather shake his betit, even though the feet sink in the mud, so you could say the Tfila took place in mud? No, but as he stepped in, so first water floated above, and then so there was water first covering the feet, and then it sank into the mud. The Shammai Magdim, the Rebbezeya, Leslie Aiswar, Avo, the boy Magdim, Greek cotton, the Mai Matsokno Galatit, you know, suppose you are Tebe, let's say, here, and you see, you know, there is water above the surface, and you put it in the water above the surface of the mud, naturally, Rebbezeya is made it. It's a good feeling. It's only when visibly. So the goof is covered not just by the water, but by mud too. So then Rabbi says, no, it's not good. And Rabbi Yeshua says, it's a little right, because the Mitzvah says that the mind is Magdim. Av moi magdim kikotin the mind atzot not abati. Yehom made it Rabbi Yeshua, made it Rabbi Yeshua also to it, kibu shalom yushikeya mititkla, and it's tarot to hashli ma'apol yusof. The Aloha to Rabbi Yehoshua. In other words, the blessing is also made that insofar as the Shia of Avon so is concerned, so the teat, if the teat is not solid-like, if it's, you know, fluid-like, you know, so even if it's very loose, not thick, so then, it's mitzuret to the Memsol of mind. But the mindset really has to be in mind. So the Meiler, as I said, if the goof, if the feet sink in mud, so the mindset really is not expressed in the mind. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, on account of the fact that Hamayim Magdim, because the tendency of the water is to float above, you know, to soar above the mud. So Mele, the Maisatua is still considered to be in the mind, the mind. But a blessed is Chilikan, that's why. But where you are Magdalas in the middle, in the water that soars above the mud, then there is no Shaila. So Mele is made it. Well, maybe Mele also like to keep sure you should get it from. In Star Pasha Mambunsov, Aloha Kerabiosh. In other words, it's more mistaba to say that it's not a machlekes, in Tzias, between Kabishua and Kabazia, whether the mind is Magdim, the mind is not Magdim. And Tzias sees that the mind is Magdim. I mean, that you can see. When you step into water that has mud, so the water stores the body. So first, the food comes in contact with the water before it comes in contact with the mouth. So because of blood, it flakes it in. So that is concealed by the weather also. But the weather holds a vital effect that the water soils above the mouth, so the fact is that it's immersed in water too. So mainly it's not considered as a mice feeling mind. And the Yeshua holds that how to deem it's considered a mice feeling mind, even though the goof sinks in the mud because of the mind magnum, because of the tendency of the water to soar above the mud. Yeah. Hoa mayim musadecho. So when does Rabbi Yeshua say that magdum and mayim and teeth, if they are together? But suppose the teeth is one side and the water on the other side. So then they're not together. So then he has to be them in the side of the water, not in the side of the mud. Hoa mayim musadecho. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua. So what kind of teeth is mitzvah to remember? So only if the teeth is very weak, very loose, in other words it's fluid like. But if it is very thick, if it is solid like, in other words, teeth is like in general, it's a semi-solid. But it all depends whether it's more so loose that it's more fluid-like, or it is so thick that it's more solid-like. In order to mitzvah, it has to be more fluid-like. How loose does it have to be considered to be mitzvah? With the mitzvah, so we have the machlokes tanoim as to the degree of looseness of the teeth. They did it a movie, teach a corner here and there. In other words, it is so thin, so loose, that you just drop a cane, you know, a cane. So then it will sink by itself, you don't have to push it. In other words, if it is so thick that you manage it to push it, then it means, then it's not mature. But if you just drop it, it will sink, then it means that it's very loose and it can lose it. Shakon yer meya, dimra meya, and dimra meya, shnadara, shakon yer meya, urak yer kokach, sheyim yasimu beikone, yishka betit meya, yishka betit meya. Dibra meya, yudei meya, mokei shei meya nido, emide. In other words, Rabbi Yudei doesn't require such a high degree of looseness as the meya does. He says, even though it's not so loose that the cane would drop in the mud by itself, then it's extremely loose, but even if it's less loose, as long in other words, as long as a cane, a cone, cannot remain standing. In other words, if it is so thick that you push in a cone and it remains standing there for not fall down. So then it's not loose enough. But if it is so in other words, if it is so thick that the corner would stand there, that means it's solid like. It's solid like. It's like a fall. But if it is not so thick so that it would allow corner to stand there for some time. But the moment it falls in, it falls down now, it doesn't stand there, right? Let's say. let's say, this is the point. So if, let's say, the soul is taken, then standing there for a few moments, okay, but suppose the moment you put it in, falls down like that, that means it's very loose. So then it is so. That he doesn't even have to be so loose as Rabbi Yehuda required. Even if it's less loose, walking shamishkelas here. Shamishkelas, deal shalabanoi. So every time it allows more thickness and still being so. And blessed are you, I hear you with your hobbies. If it is so loose that it can drop through the mouth of the hobbies. In other words, if it can't drop to the mouth of the Chavir, it means it's very hard. So then it's not good to it. Rav Shimon Meir, ha-nichnas b'shifar ha-sani. As long as it can, b'shifar ha-sani is a diameter of the circle that is drawn around these two fingers. And you know, these two fingers used as a diameter. So then, it's all right. The blessing of our Tzadikim Ramindadu, as long as he's as so loose that it can be measured in a liquid measure, you know, there are certain measures that are solid measures, and there are certain measures that are liquid measures. The liquid measures. So as long as it's capable of being measured, liquid measures and so on. Now, Shakon in the name of Shurah, in the Kokash, in the sea, we call him Ishtan Hit Neil. Mokim Shin Kne Amir Ali, Kone Shemil Bin Bay, in any name of the Sikh, in the Rah, in the Kush, Kish, Mishkin is Dil Shalabanoi, the Kwashir, Maori, Kolak of Nisim, Kish, Yashkin, Kroji, שהוריש רח מקור, חמי אסור, והשני קושי ממנו, יהודי שם, והשלישי קושי ממנו, לכן קור, וכל יש, שתהיו צהר וקור, מתית רח כל כך, לא רק שופיר, ומכל יש תתקלה צהר של פגיס, כל סולטית, שפרס עמי, שפרס על כל שמניחים, על פי עמי ששיף מנסיך, ושיר הנכד הולכי, שיוחיס לו בשביל בואי סבימיס, שאינגי חפשיס, בואי סבשיניס, שאופס היעד. לא יגיד, נדס, בודיס תפינגס, יוזי לליים. אני נבלו כל זמן שאורח בכך, שמיד הגלו, וכי שמר זה כבר בפייצי, ומידת עם המקווה, ותאבים בי, והלוחת רבו. In other words, the criterion is Mokei Shein Kne Amino Amido In. Alright. Now we garash. Even though Rabbi Shua is made that the teeth is misadrachot, so then you have to be mandel in the mind. So the mind side here has to be the mind, because seeing the teeth is misadrachot and he immerses himself in the teeth, so that's why I have to say mind and deal, because the mind is on one side and the feet is on the other side. But even in such a case, it's so evident. But then the mind sattvas take place in the mind side. The ashram of the Musa comes to Titan Mire, Kamidic, the star of them, so. But they will also feel. And you will be quick as creation, but they will be the rich fish, the cooling teeth, will also feel. So Ashi in Suke explains that in a very strange way. Not that they will be, he will also with feeling that the mindset feeling cannot take place in the body side, in the body side. But if it exclusively consists of mud, no liquid water, then the feeling is no feeling. But suppose there is liquid water, except that the liquid water is here and the mud is here, then you can retain veil even in the body part. That's the feeling, it's very difficult. So, when you put a spirit from a thing, the nutrition purity will also reflect. Vein is a yachia, but that doesn't fit the Lashna Gemara. Titanid is yachia. Now we have to look at the Gemara in the Sukkah. So the question is, what does it mean, Sawa Yitzin Asuke Nidinkisu? So there are many rishonim. So one Roshon, one Mandoma says, Abishoma, we need to hear this post-pokas Mishroisho Bisuke Tan. There is a Suke Tan and a Suke Deo. Suke Tan means it has the minimum size of the Suke. Shiva Tvachim or Shiva Tvachim. That's the smallest Suke you could possibly construct. In other words, the Tresh Yerubei of the person would be Nichnas in that Suke. And then there is Suke Deo that is more than Shiva Tvachim or Shiva Tvachim. So the Aloha is the thing is super daily, so schach posel be dalet tvochim across the length or across the width of the suke passes. But if it's less than dalet tvochim, it doesn't pass, even though it runs lengthwise or widthwise in the suke. In suke ktane, so even 3 tvochim that runs lengthwise or widthwise of the suke passes. So when the Bryce says Psala is in a suke meeting in suke, the Bryce says that reference to suke tan. And if you have a Sach Possum less than Mitzvahim, running lengthwise or widthwise on the whole suke, a strip of 2 Tvahim, Sachpos or 2.5 Tvachim, Sachpos, or 2.75 Tvachim, or Sachpos, running lengthwise or widthwise in the Suke. So then, if it's Pachas Mishleisha, the Suke Tano, so it's needed to be Suke. it's really this. Pocket of vision is such a time. For my Yitzhak, why is it called Yitzhak Asuk? Because Yitzhak Asuk, because it's a strip of slack post. Let's say a strip of something that is in Kabutume. It's something that is in Kabutume or something that is not to be carved. So it's interesting. But if it is three trochim wide running along the whole circuit, so then it's not the interesting. Maski for Rabbi Yishev, Uyehei Allah Avir, Vyavya Pohas Mirusha Trochem, Yishkei Ktane, Mi Posso, what kind of Achilles is the price it has? That Tzchach Posso, Yishkei Ktane, less than Mirusha Trochem running over the whole Sukhe, does not pass on the Sukhe. Of course it doesn't pass the Sukhe, if it is so little. So suppose you had Avia, two Tvachim, less than three Tvachim running across the Sukkot, so he doesn't pass on the Sukkot either. He doesn't pass on the Sukkot either. So what kind of a Kiddush is it by the Faisa, the Tzachposo, less than three Tvachim is Ketan and doesn't pass on? It's a self-evident fact, because it shouldn't be different than other pochas in the pochas. On the Rababe, Zen Mitzdare B'Yishen Yitachto, Zen Mitzdare B'Ein Yishen Yitachto. Now, so there's a Machlokes Rashi like this. But most Yishenim explain it like Rashi. So according to Rashi, it is as follows. Avir pochas Mishloisho, even though it runs along the whole city, lengthwise, widthwise, so it's kosher, it doesn't pass on the city. But suppose somebody will lie down, sit, or sleep, mamish under the strip of the strip of Avia, he will not be in time with the city. He will not be in time the mitzvahs with the city. Even though it's less than Yimut Vachim. Now what does that mean? Now you couldn't possibly find the Suke where you don't have spaces about it. Couldn't find possible time. No matter how heavily you cover, you put Shach, Yam Sachrich, the Suke, you would still find, pores, the covering of it. So then you couldn't be in kind of mitzvah in any. You couldn't sleep in any city. So the Shemin pointed out, if you have spaces, blank spaces of Avia, void spaces of Avia, not running along the whole city, lengthwise or widthwise, then you can sleep there. Mashem came, if you have a whole strip of Avia, running along the whole circuit, lengthwise or widthwise, then while it doesn't pass off, if it's less than three Tvachim, but you cannot sleep there. You cannot sleep. So Zen started in Shemita. Zen started in Shemita. In other words, the Braise does tell us a finish. By saying, Sala Yitzin Asuke, Yidin Kisuke, the Chiddush is that Tzchach Posu, less than Yimut Vachim, running there alone, the whole Suke lengthwise or widthwise, so it's not only it doesn't pass on the Suke in total, but you can even sleep under that strip of Tzchach Posu. Mashenike, Mashinki, Avia Pochas in the Yitvachim, doesn't pass on the Sukkot, but if it runs along the whole Sukkot, lengthwise or widthwise, you cannot sleep under that street of us. Tesis explains the more than just universe, that other points which show you can even sleep under that strip of water. And Sahposo, so you cannot sleep under Sahposo. But according to Rashi and most Shemin, it means that other points which show is more humble than Sahposo. Because under is not there, so you're not sleeping under Sahar. Mashiach is half possible, it is Kodesh Mishlisho, so it becomes body to the rest of the Sahar. That is Kodesh can even, you can even sleep. You can even sleep. I mean, according to that. So, more as it has it, the meek and the meets the roof and meets Dari, the Ruach's name was. According to Rashi, how can you say that Agra, Pachas Mishleisha, running along the whole Sukkah lengthwise, roofwise, so it's Mitzura. It's Mitzura. Even though without Agra you don't have Zion on Zion, but together with Agra, so it's Mitzura. But at the same time, you cannot sleep there. That's an anomaly. That's a paradise. We need care. Needed is the root of the starry words in the question. It sounds anomalous, you know, strange, paradoxical. One of Shech, if the Avia is Mitzurev, so the Avia is also part of the Yisrael, you should be able to sleep there. If you cannot sleep under that sleep of Avia, so it's not part of the Yisrael. So, why is it Mitzurev to the Zion of Zion? Omar and Gitz under your chair? No, it's not anomalous. It's not an anomaly. It's not paradoxical. Because we have a similar thing. We got a mitzvah. A, T, Tamirekot, Tamirekechia, Shevit Starek, Rabbonim Zor, Vatimu Be'yozvot. Yes, how is it possible that mitzvah to the Shia today, the Avia, the sleep of Avia, at the same time, you cannot sleep under the sleep of Avia. We have a similar thing when the alchemic words. Mud, so it's inspired by doing so, the article being your work now. So, according to all the Shem, Abbas and Hashem, it means Hatil Beli also in Tile, if the mud is here, and the water is here, you cannot be Tile Beli in the mud. But, it's Mitzurah to Memso. So here too, a strip of Avia, less than you would walk in one, along the whole Sukkah, the whole land, the whole width of the Sukkah. So it's Mitzurah to the Shia Sukkah. But you cannot sleep there. But Rashi says, Titanir Kechia, Shem Yitzarev Ha'aboyim So, Vatevu Be'uri Ozo Yitzirem. Titanir Kechia, Sherol La'adikim Kriyal Kli, Kigei Shorach. It is sufficient to use, Shem Yitzarev Ha'asim Shonom Em So, Vatevu Be'uri Mem So, Shechule Tit Nirek, Loyo Ozo Yitzirem. Loyo Ozo Yitzirem. We also the Ochet Nam the Misachas Mitvoyos, the Mayim the Repaisling, Hashalek Habor, Akdei, Akrit, Vamelat, Mitkanirek, who Mayim Hayim Ashlim, a Mashlim Ei, is the Tzur of Memso, Bifli Atzme. So what is the Chiddush in Rashi? That it means that Tevu Bey doesn't mean just in that portion. If it is complete, if all the memso is of mud, so loy also loy also. So Rashi asks, how can so then the Morris riot of Morris Teretz of Titanir Kichiyah does it make sense according to Rashi? If we say Titanir Kichiyah, doesn't mean that he will be in Kulim himself. of it, but he did a small portion of it. So it's well prepared. Then it is analogous to Sukh, because in Sukh too, the street of Bachas and Gimel, Bachim Abi running the long whole Sukh. So it's direct to the Shia Sukh from Zayin al Zayin. Zayin al Zayin. Suppose like this, it is Hey al Hey, without the street of Bachas. But together with the two Tvachim, you know, Vagi, so then it is Zayin al Zayin. It is Zayin al Zayin. So it's Mitzvah, but you cannot sleep there. But according to Rashi, that Tita Melech Yechiach, Shemistara Vavoyim So, Vatilu Bey, in Bimem So Shekuli Tikmu, it will also be Tikmu, so then we have to say, that similarly in connection with other parts of the book. So what does it mean? The other parts of the book, also the same thing, that the strip of other parts of the book, running lengthwise of the suke, can be matured. But if somebody will sleep in the suke,